that wicked way, then will they hear from heaven. Anybody heard from heaven today? When you got up this morning, did you hear from heaven this day? When you called upon the name of Jesus, did you hear from heaven today? He got you up this morning. He clothed you in your right mind. He gave you the ability to think. He gave you the ability.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71145. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also build your credit by paying your rent on time. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Patrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. Did you know that I can advertise your business like right here, right now? I'm at 318-484-2500, toll free 1-877-464-2500, and we are KAYT KQJOFM.
Right now is a challenging time for the world, especially here in Louisiana. We live long in Louisiana, and when it comes to our diet and health, that's not always a good thing. We've learned that COVID-19 attacks weaknesses in people's immune systems. That's why we want you to use your head and stop the spread. You can call the Keep Calm Through COVID hotline at 866-310-7977 or learn more by going to coronavirus.la.gov. It's time to get serious, Louisiana. We can beat this.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Caught up in myself, I couldn't see. Show.
Well, all right. Welcome to the 10 o'clock hour. That's Kirk Franklin. And just for me, good morning on this hump day, Wednesday, June 3rd. Are you ready for Bible Jeopardy clue number 3? Well, if you are, remember, put who is or what is in front of your response. Let's get to it now. Bible Jeopardy clue 3. Why did Herod have John the Baptist beheaded despite his reluctance to do so? Was it that he was afraid of his wife? Was it that he was afraid of Herodias' daughter? Was it that he was afraid the Jews would riot? Or was it that he did not want to look bad in front of his dinner party guests? Why did King Herod have John the Baptist beheaded despite his reluctance to do so? Was it that he was afraid of his wife? Was it that he was afraid of Herodias' daughter? Was it that he was afraid the Jews would riot? Or maybe that he didn't want to look bad in front of his dinner party guests. Interesting. Mark 6 and 26 has the correct response. So go there and get back with me at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. I'd love to hear from you. Octavia Jackson's here with God Will Deliver.
Wake into the morning light. Told to go and sacrifice.
knowing you're hearing God. Then on the third day, Abraham saw the place where he was to prove himself. Then Isaac said,
strong all day long. Believe that. We've got Louisiana on lock.
New music now.
Not a mountain too tall. There's not a problem so small that Jesus can't resolve. In time, he'll get involved. It's our God, he cares about us.
Yeah.
Jones.
James Wilson and Brooks Dayton together with Wait on the Lord. Good morning and welcome to the Wade Hampton Show. We call this the Ham Campaign. KAYTKQJOFM, Alexandria, Shreveport, Monroe, Lake Charles, and Natchez, Mississippi. Five cities strong all day long. And just welcome you to the program. Did you know that today is Insect Repellent Day? It's a day of awareness to promote the use of insect repellents, not only to prevent insect bites, but the spread of diseases. You know, mosquitoes get bad down here in Louisiana, and you might as well be aware of it. Insect Repellent Awareness Day is today. All right? Just in case you had not already heard the correct response in Bible Jeopardy clue number 3, let's get to that. Why did King Herod have John the Baptist beheaded despite his reluctance to do so? Was it that he was afraid of his wife? Was it that he was afraid of Herodias' daughter? Was it that he was afraid the Jews would riot? Or maybe he didn't want to look bad in front of his dinner party guests? Well, Mark 6 and 26 has the correct response. And if you said, what is, he didn't want to look bad in front of his dinner party guests. Yeah, that would be the correct response, because he had already promised Herodias' daughter that, you know, he would give her anything she asked for, because she danced for the guests. She just happened to ask for John the Baptist's head, and Herod had to do it. What a shame. All right. Thank you so much for playing Bible Jeopardy. Now, I want you to get ready, because we've got birthdays and anniversaries coming up next year on the program. Stay right where you are.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
I'm Governor John Bel Edwards, and I'm asking you to use your head to stop the spread of COVID-19. Stay at home whenever you can, wear masks when in public, and practice good hygiene. I know this is stressful. I hope you will stay positive. But if you need to talk, please call the Keeping Calm Through COVID hotline at 866-310-7977. We have trained counselors who can offer you support. All calls are confidential. Use your head to stop the spread.
Excuse me, miss. Who does your hair?
Transformations.
Transformations? Yes. Is Transformations your stylist name?
Transformations Hair Studio is the name of the salon. Tanya is the transformer. Transformations offers an array of services from customized hair coloring, waxing, eyelash extensions, bondless, braidless, sew-ins, traditional install with or without closure on the front, so, and she supplies the hair. Silk presses that last up to 2 months. Braiding, scalp only, wig install, quick weaves, relaxers.
Relaxers?
Baby, natural isn't for everyone. Thank God for choices. She also does curls.
Curls?
Yes, ma'am. They still exist. I even enjoy Wi-Fi while I'm waiting.
I think I'll give her a try. What's her number?
Transformations Hair Studio, located at 826 Main Street in Pineville, 318-449-3655.
Transformation Hair Studios is another proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Too much stuff and not enough space. Minimax Self Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is the priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
Hi, I'm Mark Schneebe, and this is A Little Minute. You know the verse in 1 Corinthians that says, "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." So how did I decide to be the hope guy and not the love guy? That's a funny question, but let me say that I believe love is the most important because it's the foundation of all hope. We can have hope because we know that God loves us. If we didn't believe God loved us, there wouldn't be any reason to hope. We can look at our circumstances, whether good or bad, and trust that God is actually working all things together for our good. Trust that we believe that living a life of hope needs to be fueled by love. Demonstrating God's unbelievable, unconditional love towards someone else is the best way to live hope. And we can spend the rest of our lives figuring out excellent, creative, and authentic ways to do that. Connect with us at livehopenow.com.
This is what it means to live hope.
And on this 3rd of June, we've got birthdays to get to. And let's celebrate with these wonderful people. Happy birthday wishes are going out to Miss Ashley D. Augustus, who's celebrating her 37th birthday today. Good morning to you, Miss Ashley. Miss Joy Osteen. She goes by Osteen B. Joy. All right, that's cool. Happy 39th birthday to you. We've got Brother Robert Gates on the birthday list this morning. Good morning to you. Happy birthday. Happy 49th birthday to Marcus Seawright on your birthday. Happy birthday to you and to all the birthday people, whether we called your name or not, or whether you're near or far. We want you to live long and to prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And, of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, if you think it's safe, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this birthday. All right? We're going to continue to call out some things that we bear talking about. We're talking about the shadow racism in this world, particularly in this country. And there's racism everywhere. And we just got to call it what it is. Let's just look at some employment issues right now. Let's say that you're an employer and you ask people for resumes. There are no pictures on those resumes, just their education, their experience, and their accomplishments and their credentials. You have four resumes in front of you. They've been vetted and they're virtually identical in quality. You look at the names. The names say Mitch, Laura. They also say Denisha, and they say Lonnie. Now, you're a white person looking at these names. Denisha and Lonnie are obviously, in your mind, black. Now, who are you going to call for the interview? Do you privately make an assessment of worth, value, capability, or even liability based on the names, even though the resumes are the same? Do you do that? And let's talk about dating and marriage. Now, this is a big one. This is a big one. You see a black man with a white woman on a date. They might even be married. How do you really feel about that? Is it good, bad, neutral, biased, positive, negative? I've heard a white man say before, I just don't like it. I just don't like it. And despite there being nothing wrong with interracial relationships or interracial marriage, in God's eyes, it's not an interracial thing at all. It's just two human beings whom he created for relationship with him and with each other. And lest we forget, when a white and black marriage took place in the Bible, that was met with racism and prejudice too. God had to step in and give an immediate condemnation of that racism and prejudice. You drawing a blank on what that was? It was the relation that Moses had marrying a Cushite woman, known for their dark-skinned features. Now, I'm going to say this in the media, and I have no real qualms at all, but I think things are totally unfair as this is concerned. If you look at the commercials that are put on television these days, you will see more white men with black women than you do black men with white women. Count them if you don't believe me. I think that there's a conscious effort to demean black men by doing that. It's just my personal opinion. Look at the number of white men with black women and then count those commercials and then see if you have an equal number of black men being shown with white women. Somebody's got to talk about it. Might as well be me. Hallelujah. I have nothing against interracial marriages, but let's stop the disparity. Let's stop the one-sidedness of the thing. Amen? Come on, y'all. Hey, listen, that's it and that's all for the Wade Hampton Show. Thank you for listening and thank you for paying attention. I really appreciate that so much. We're going to attempt to do this again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas as you get set to enjoy the rest of your broadcast day here with us. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. Now, if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all.